Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all kinds of stuff that hangs around that big cloudy genre. Brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight in the studio on my own. So I'm just going to bring you a bunch of tunes, a bit of nattering to myself or to you guys as usual. And I think later on in the show I'll have a rundown, as always, of gigs and clubs and things going on in the area. But yes, it's just going to be tunes and nattering from me tonight. And we opened there with a fantastic track by The Dragons, Here Are the Roses, from the same titled album, which I think Adam introduced me to, one of my randomly frequent co-presenters. I think he played that track a good few shows ago now, and I've just got my hands on the album. It's absolutely brilliant. It's great stuff that sounds just that kind of... It's kind of a new version of traditional goth music. Just so many parallels to bands like Echo and the Bunnymen, Sisters Mission, all that kind of stuff. You can hear elements of Depeche Mode and things like that. It's all in there, but it's all done a fantastic quality. So if you like that kind of stuff, definitely an album to get your hands on. It's well worth a good listen to. But yes, so there you go. We open with The Dragons, and I'm going to continue now with a band I'm a bit annoyed I didn't quite get to see recently when they toured, because, well, the venue had sold out of tickets, so I just wasn't quick enough. So here's some Ladytron. Well, I was hoping that was going to start Ladytron. Let me give that another go. No, it's just not playing tonight, is it? Oh, it is. There you go. Bit of a delay.
brata zabravi, čuj za sini teska li si pripomni, nov pot vseki den napred nameri, kako biče še da se kateriš, kotkata porev ne sprevrni, izvan kartata da izleti, zbadeštetu si ako igraješ.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard the IMX with Nightlife off Advanced Electronics Volume 6. Before that, we had quite an old track, Snake River Conspiracy doing their cover of The Cure's Love Song, a brilliant reworking of it that, I don't know, it doesn't get an airing very often, so I like to drag it out every now and again. That's off Silent Jihad. And before that, we had something that's technically not released yet, Ladytron's Black Hat. Well, I say technically, it's available, or has been available as a promo on Ladytron.com for a few weeks now, as a kind of taster of their upcoming album. And I noticed just before I came out of the house tonight that Velocifero, their upcoming album, is, while it's being released, I believe, at the start of June, there's an electronic version you can buy from iTunes that's available now. So it's technically out there. You just can't buy one of those physical, shiny, round things that I tend to like to play in this studio. So, yes, Taster of Black Hat and Velocifero is coming out very soon. So should be able to get my hands on some more tracks of that once I get the round, shiny thing in my hands, and you'll probably hear loads of it. What I'm going to do now, I think I'm going to wait till a bit later in the show, about halfway through, like usual, work before I run down the gig club event guide for the next couple of weeks or so. But what I thought I'd do is actually mention a past event. I don't do enough of this. I don't really give you a rundown of what's occurred and how well it went down. But one thing of definite worthy of note is the Wendy House 10th anniversary. As I probably nattered to you many a time for the last 2 or 3 months, it was the 10th anniversary of the Wendy House. It must be one of the largest goth alternative nights in the UK. It's absolutely massive. And they had 3 rooms going on. They had the normal main room full of kind of cheesy goth alternative fun things. They had the Mutate room back in the mine, and I'd forgotten the mine venue at the university, that it's got an absolutely stunning sound system. When you just listen to the tunes being played in there, it just sounds so much better than some of the other rooms have got, which is a shame that the Mutate room hasn't been in the mine that often. And then they had a metal room which went down superbly. It was packed for most of the evening, and a lot of people have been giving it very positive reports. But yeah, an absolutely fantastic job done by all the organisers. There was one minor letdown where Ronan Harris from V&V Nation couldn't make it at the last minute. He was taken ill, so he didn't turn up to do his DJ slot, but I think it just went down perfectly anyway. So everyone seems to have been over the moon with that event, and I thought it went down swimmingly. There don't seem to be any problems, and it was absolutely packed. Most of you who are listening have probably got yourself down there anyway, so you know what I mean. But yeah, well done to the everyone involved. Hats off to you for putting on a great night, and hopefully it will continue for many, many more years. Right, I think now I'm going to be a bit off the ball and go in quite a different direction to normal. I know this show does concentrate a lot on the industrial EBM side of things, the electronic stuff, but I think I do like to vary stuff a little and go for the rock and go for the things that you wouldn't quite expect. And I think if I can remember which CD player I've lined it up in, I'm hoping this is the right one. This is some Grinder Man.
Don't the stars look good tonight? Thought Electric Alice in the pale moonlight. Don't the moon look big and bright? Thought Electric Alice in the pale moonlight. gallery as she passed by. Makes me feel like I'm a little child again. Saw an electric alley in the silver rain. Thank you.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation, and, well, what did we have there? A couple of older, kind of differently styled things to keep you on your toes, and just let me play a bit of different stuff every now and again. We had Electrofiction with Lowdown from Burnt, and before that we had Grinderman, which is Nick Cave's latest incarnation, with Electric Alice from the same from the Grinderman titled album. Absolutely fantastic kind of raw, bluesy, soulful stuff. It's absolutely fantastic in my mind, and can't get enough of it. Can't get enough of artists like that who are just kind of legends in their own lifetime. Okay, time for a bit of a rundown of what's going on in the area. Events, gigs, club nights, all that kind of thing. And we've got tomorrow, on Friday the 23rd of May, we have a gig in York. We have Screenbatch Aircrew, John Merrick from Reigns, and Helige Lance playing The Junction in York. This is part of a Darklands gig. So you get the Darklands resident DJs as well. Sorry, I'm failing to talk at the moment. That's quite disappointing. Yeah, so Screenbatch Aircrew, John Merrick from Reigns, Helige Lance at The Junction in York. 8 p.m. till late, £5 on the door. More information at www.darklands.org.uk. The following week, we have Panzer AG, Deviant UK, and Uberbyte playing the Corporation in Sheffield. So we have, well, Panzer AG is Andy Leplagua's another incarnation, another project of his, a kind of more rocky thing than his Combi Christ incarnation, and very good fun they are too. I saw them at Dark City a couple of years back. That's Saturday the 24th of May at the Corporation in Sheffield. I think the Sin Club Night also follows that. And I think there's a DJ set from Andy Lepagua doing DJ stuff involved in the Sin Club Night. That's £12 in advance. More information at www.corporation.org.uk. Following that, I'm kind of stretching a bit, going up to about a three-week boundary here, but following that we have Woolstock 3, the third Woolstock in Leeds. This time it's based all at the Subculture in Leeds. I think I've mentioned this on previous shows, but I'll give you a whole rundown. Now, it's only a couple of weeks away. This is on Friday the 30th of May to Sunday the 1st of June, and it's all at the Subculture. It's on the Friday we have a kind of industrial electronic night, so you've got XP8 headlining with Modulate, Uberbyte, Action Direct, Novus UK. On Saturday you've got a bit of a change of style. You've got Incubus Succubus, Uninvited Guest, Corrosion, and Razorblade Kisses. And on the Sunday you've got Manuscript, Zeitgeist Zero, Spares, and Dinosis. £20 for a whole weekend ticket, but individual tickets and like Saturday Sunday tickets are available. All the information about the ticket pricing and all that kind of thing, all the details are at www.woolstock.co.uk. And it's well worth mentioning our regular weekly nights. Fantastically, we're spoilt to have a couple of these in West Yorkshire. We've got Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms in Bradford every Thursday, 7 p.m. till close. More information about that at www.gothupnorth.co.uk. I believe it's free, and it's just, you know, tunes in a pub, so it should be good stuff. And every Sunday, if you're more in the Leeds direction of things, there's Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds. Free entry, request friendly DJs. Obviously that'll be kind of replaced by Woolstock in a couple of weeks time. And actually this coming bank holiday, Sunday the 25th of May, with it being a bank holiday Monday, they're going to run it late. So it's still going to be free entry. It's still going to be the usual Black Sheep thing, but it's going to have six request friendly DJs. That's all I've read online. I can't find any more details about who the DJs are. I'm guessing one or two of them, they're the regular Black Sheep DJs, but I don't know who else is lined up for that night. But it's going to be a good all round night, lots of tunes, free entry, and it's you know, bank holiday Monday. If you work regularly, then on a kind of 9 to 5 Monday to Friday job, then you don't actually have to worry about getting home too early, because you've got the Monday off. You can have a bit of a lie in. What else? Oh yes, this is something that's crept up on me, and I'm actually going to be DJing in a real world life club scenario again. I do this completely and utterly randomly, and I'm not sure I actually get to tell you guys about it enough, because some of these come up really at the last minute, and it's normally past after the show and before my next show, so you don't always get to hear about this. But this one I've had quite a bit of warning about, and it's a bit of something different. Basically, belly dancing. Goths and belly dancing have come together with Gothla. It's a yearly festival that you get based in Leicester, and there's workshops on Gothic belly dancing at one point in the weekend on the Saturday. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type affair, and on the Saturday in the evening there's a goth club night at which I've been requested to DJ at. So I'm over the moon about that. So more information about that, if you like your belly dancing and you like your goth, go to www.gothla.co.uk. That's Gothla for Gothla. And yes, I'll be one of the DJs at the club night there, so that's going to be loads of fun. But that's on the 18th, 19th and 20th of July, so a couple of months away yet. But I thought I'd let you know about that. That's something I'm quite impressed about. Okay, well, I think I've done enough nattering. Let's go on with some tunes, and I'm going to try and get back into the more bleepy, regular style of things. So here's some Skin Jobs. You heard their Edge of Dawn with The Flight Lux, which is fantastic stuff, featuring vocals from Frank Spinnith from Seabound. And before that, we had Skin Job with Insects and Metaphors from the self-titled EP. And obviously, well, I think I mentioned in the past, that Skin Job is one of the number of bands confirmed for this year's Infest, a festival I know I always look forward to, and I think a lot of my listeners do as well. I hope you do. Based here in Bradford, very much geared to the electronic industrial side of music, and August Bank Holiday Weekend, www.infestuk.com for details over that. It's looking absolutely fantastic this year with the headliners Front 242. Okay, well, I'm going to carry on with the tunes, and just go straight on for some a track by a band I don't know much about, but they're called Diffusion, and this is very good.
Thank you.
The fantastic Apoptygma Berserk with You Keep Me From Breaking Apart from You and Me Against the World. Before that, we had Diffusion with Body Code from the much newer track that's from Old School Policies that's only been out a few weeks now. So that was a May release, I believe. And as always, we've run short on time. We've just been crowbarring in the music and nattering away. So I hope you've enjoyed it. You have been listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. If you're a band or a promoter and have club nights or gigs you want people want me to mention on the show, drop me a line at nigel.sparage@bcbradio.co.uk. The information's on the bcbradio.co.uk website. Yes. Keep in touch. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, and I'm going to leave you with a fairly old Faderhead track. I think I was raving about Faderhead a couple of years ago when I first got the first album, FH1, and I don't think I've played much off that recently. I've been playing a lot of the new stuff, forthcoming tracks and demos and stuff like that, so I thought I'd go a bit old school, and this is OH Scavenger from FH1, and I will see you in a fortnight's time. Enjoy.